Okay, we're doing the Griz in Hilchos Pesach Bechira, the first Griz, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Zayin. So we'll start with the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Ein osin madregos lamizbeach." You do not make steps to the altar. Shenemar velo sale b'malos al mizbechi. As the pasuk says in Shmos, and you shall not go up on stairs unto my mizbeach. Elad bonin kmotel bidroma shalom mizbeach. Rather, you build a tel is like a mound. Okay. Here, of course, it means like ramp like, because that's how a tel goes. It goes up on a incline, right? Elabonin kamotel bidromo shel mizbeach. You build this tel, this ramp-like thing, in the southern part of the mizbeach. Okay, mismayed v'yored merosh mizbeach at haaretz, and of course it's a ramp, so the incline it lowers and goes down till you reach the earth. Okay, how many amos is it? It's about 16 amos long, I think.
I think it's 32 long,
16
wide.
32 amos long. Oh, okay. So it's a fairly long ramp. It's probably at least about 50 feet long. And how high was it? How high was it? Did it have to go?
I think 9 amos and a little bit.
Okay, because the top of the mizbeach is 10 amos high.
Right.
So 10 amos. So the mizbeach is about, let's say, give or take, about whatever. 18 feet high, somewhere between 15 and 20 and 20 feet high. Okay, so it's like a two-story building, two-story house. Okay, so that's why it needs a ramp. It needs something to get up there. All right, v'hu hanikra kevesh, and you call this ramp a kevesh. V'ha'ole b'malos ala mizbeach loka, and if you go up with stairs upon the mizbeach, you get malchus. Okay? That's the Rambam. So it sounds like, according to the Rambam, just plain pshat, that you don't make stairs to the mizbeach because there's an iser to be ola b'malos al mizbeach. Okay? There's an issue to be ola b'malo salam mizbeach. So obviously, when you make this ramp, you're not going to make it with stairs. Because ola b'malo salam mizbeach is loka. Okay. Let's take a look now at the Griz. So the Griz says, he quotes the Rambam. Then he says, v'hine yuen sham b'pirish rashi b'chumish parshas truma. Shekasav v'zelashono v'kevesh shahayu olimbo afa pishalo pirsho be'inyan zeh. Now the Rambam's Rashi's noticing when you get to Parshas Truma, where it describes the Mishkan, and then towards the end of the Parsha, it takes up the Mizbeach Adama Tasali. They should make a Mizbeach. Right, because the two mizbechos, as you know, right? There's the inner mizbeach, the mizbech hazav, and then there's the outer mizbeach, where the inside mizbeach was basically ketores, and the only time you really sprinkle dam is for a chatas apnimi, which is most notably on Yom Kippur itself, and then the outside mizbeach, that's where they really did the karbanos. That's the huge mizbeach that we're talking about. So Rashi noticed that when they're talking about this Mizbeach in Parshas Truma, it doesn't mention the Kevesh. It does not mention the Kevesh in describing the Mizbeach. So Rashi says that the Kevesh, that they go up to it, even though it's not explained in this matter, here in this Parsha, Kvar Shamanu B'Parshas Mizbeach Adama Tasali. It's already, I quoted the wrong pasuk before, I was quoting the pasuk from the other parasha. Okay, anyhow. Okay, he says, we have already heard about it in the parsha of Mizbeach Adama Tasale, which is at the end of Parshas Yisro. After the Aseret HaDibros, that's where this parsha is mentioned. Okay, and how is the Mizbeach? How is it mentioned over there? Vilo sale b'malos. Lo sasa lo malos b'kevesh shalo. Because the pasuk over there says, Vilo sale b'malos al mizbechi. You should not go up utilizing stairs. Right? So Rashi says, Lo sasa lo malos b'kevesh shalo. You shall not make stairs in this ramp. Ela kevesh cholak lamadu. Rather, we learn it has to be a smooth kevesh without stairs. Shahayalo kevesh, because it does have a kevesh. Shahayalo kevesh. Kach shanina b'mechilta. So Rashi says, ends off. Ela, I'll do it again. Ela kevesh cholak lamadu. Shahayalo kevesh. But what do you learn out from this? What do you learn out from the pasuk of Velo Sala b'malos al mizbechi? So Rashi clearly states, you learn out that there was a smooth kevesh. That there was a kevesh, and it has to be smooth. That's what you learn out from Velo Sala b'malos al mizbechi. That's what Rashi says. So Rashi says, in Parshas Truma, he doesn't have to state the kevesh, because it already was koveya that there's a kevesh for this mizbeach in Parshas Truma. That's Rashi's answer. Okay, he's answering what happened to it. So the answer is what happened to it. It's already been explained in a different parsha. That's why it's not in Parshas Truma. Okay. So now, umevur midivrei Rashi, dechol ikar hachmilsa, deosin kevesh lamizbeach, hu nilmad mikrozeh, divelos ale v'malos. It's clear from Rashi, the Griz says, that the essential limud, that you have to have a kevesh for the mizbeach, is from the pasuk in Parshas Yisro, divelos ale v'malos. Right? That's pretty clear in Rashi, because that answers Rashi's kasha of how come it's omitted in Parshas Truma. So the answer is, no, you learn it out from the Pasuk in Yisro. Okay? Ulechora, divrei Rashi elu, tzrichim perish ubir. But the Griz says, not so simple. It really requires an explanation. Why? Derei hach kra divolo sale b'malos al mizbechi, yisodohu la vazhara, al etzem maisa ha'aliya b'ma'alos. Uchimavur b'divrei ha'rambam hanal. Deha'ole b'ma'alos al ha'mizbeach loke. Uma shayote d'ha'chdina leha d'osin kevesh l'mizbeach shu din ha'omar b'gufo shu mizbeach shu yelo kevesh. So the Griz says, Rashi needs to be explained. Because the pasuk of Elo Sala b'malos al mizbechi is essentially a pasuk about an iser maisa, that you're not allowed, the kohen is not allowed to go up to the mizbeach via steps. It's an iser maisa. He's not allowed to do such a thing. It's a maisa that he's been warned against, as the Rambam himself seems to say, the ha'ola b'malos al mizbeach is loka. It has nothing to do with the Chatzah Shel Kevesh per se. It's simply an Issa Maisa to be Ola B'malos on the Mizbeach. So therefore the Griz says, Kevada Krolom Ayri Hacha Klal Medine Binyan HaMizbeach Rak Lav Ba'almal Etzem Maisa Aliyah Alav B'malos. Since this Pasuk of Elos Sala B'malos HaMizbechi is not talking about how to construct the Mizbeach, but simply it's merely a lav on a maisa, that you can't go up to mizbeach via malos. Ulechora gamim yalal of bimalos mitzad acher shel mizbeach shelo mitzad a kevesh gam kein kaver belav zeh. In offhand, you would say that if a guy would go up via steps, he would take a ladder and put it up against the Mizbeach on the other side and not use the Kevesh. He would also violate this thing. V'imkein ein inyano shalav zeh toloi klal bekevesh. So therefore you see that this lav has nothing to do with the Kevesh. V'eich kama Rashi to become lamadu shayolo Kevesh. So how could Rashi say that from here you learn out Kevesh? In other words, what the Griz is basically saying is like this. That from velo sala b'malos al mizbechi, it might very well suggest that of course the Kevesh has to be smooth. Because obviously if the Kevesh is the method that you're going to go up to the Mizbeach, and there's an Isser Maisa to go up via steps, so yes, it would tell you that the Kevesh should be smooth. But what the Griz's Kasha is where do you learn from that Pasuk that the very structure of a Mizbeach requires a Kevesh? That's his Kasha. There's where can you learn out that the very Chefza and Tsuras Mizbeach includes the entity of a Kevesh? How do you know that that's true? All you know is that if you build some method to get up to the Mizbeach, yes, it would have to be smooth. Because if it weren't smooth, the Kohen would automatically violate the Isser of a lo sala b'malos al Mizbechi. But you can't learn out from there that the Mizbeach as a defined entity requires a Kevesh. Maybe the Kevesh is just a practical method to get to the Mizbeach. But in fact, the Chefza Shel Mizbeach would be kosher without it. And if the Kohen would know how to jump up there and get there in one fell swoop, okay, it would also be no problem. He'll jump up to the Mizbeach, do the Zrika, whatever he has to do up there on the Mizbeach, and that would be it. So that's the Griz's Kasha. Rashi's question was, where is the Kevesh in Parshas Truma? So Rashi answered, no, we learn out that part of the entity, part of the Chefza of Mizbeach requires a Kevesh. We learned that already out from the Pasuk in Yisro, Velo Salah B'malos. So the Griz says, no, there's a problem. How could Rashi say that? It's not logical. Velo Salah B'malos is an Isser Maisa on the Kohen. It has nothing to do inherently with the Kevesh, meaning you can't learn out that there's that the part of the Chefza Shel Mizbeach includes the Kevesh. All you can tell me is that when you build a Kevesh, it ought to be smooth. But it's really, in its essence, an Isser Maisa, as the Griz himself said. What's that? No. No. Because the Rambam doesn't say that you learn out that the Kevesh from here. All the Rambam says is that when you... What? Yes. All you see in the Rambam is that when you build the Kevesh, it should be smooth. And that, of course, that makes sense. Rambam is not saying you learn out from Velo Salah B'malos Al Mizbechi that proves that you need a Kevesh. Haraya, as the Griz himself says, what does the Rambam says? V'ha'ola B'malos Al Mizbeach Loka. So that's clearly, it's clearly a separate Isser Maisa for a Kohen to be Ola B'malos, to do his Maisa Aliyah Al Yidei Malos. He's not going to do that. You don't learn out from there that the very Chefza and Tsuras Mizbeach demands a ramp. You don't learn that out. All you know is that, if it needs a ramp, you're going to have to construct it in a certain... It'll only inform you how to construct the ramp in such a way that you won't violate the Zisser. But it doesn't tell you that the very Chefza Mizbeach, in its very definition, requires a ramp. Maybe you don't need a ramp. It's a nice thing to have. Of course you'll have it. It's very practical, because how else are the Kohanim going to get up there, to whatever, 10 amas high? But that's a practical question. The Griz's question is based on the fact that Rashi seems to be saying that the very Tsuras and Cheftza Shel Mizbeach demands a ramp, and you're going to learn it out from the pasuk of Lo Salah B'Malah Shel Mizbechi. So there, the grid says that's not that you can't say that. That's not a logical thing. That's in its very essence just describes an Isser Maisa. How could you learn out from an Isser Maisa and say that the very Cheftza Shel Mizbeach requires a Kevesh? That's not a logical thing. You have no right to do that. You want to learn out the needs of Kevesh? Don't learn it out from that pasuk. That's what the Grizz is saying. In other words, all the Grizz is saying from the Rambam, he's not taking any further steps right now. All the Grizz is saying is one thing. What do you see from the Rambam? The Rambam is not saying that you derive the idea of a Kevesh from Velo Salah B'Malo Sal Mizbechi. All the Rambam says is that you're not going to have Madrego Sal Mizbeach. And if you're Ola B'Malo Sal Mizbeach Yaloka, which is clearly an Isser Maisa. Now, as a result of that Isser Maisa, it does now inform you how to construct the kevesh. Now you're asking me, and if you don't, let's say you made a kevesh with stairs, that the guy would be over the issur every time he go up. Would that qualify as a kevesh l'mizbeach? The Grizz is not taking up that problem. That's a more advanced issue. He's not dealing with it right now. All the Grizz wants to show you is one thing. Simple point. According to the Rambam, it's clearly an issur maisa. How that issur maisa affects the entity of the kevesh, he's not dealing with that now. But clearly the Rambam is not learning that you learn out the idea of kevesh, the cheftza shel kevesh, that it's a ma'akev, it's part of the very cheftza of the mizbeach, you're not learning out from this pasuk. The Rambam never says that you learn out that you need a kevesh based on this pasuk. That's all the Grizz is doing. You want to go further, he doesn't want to go further right now. All the Grizz wants to show you that categorically in the Rambam, it's an Issur Maisa. That's all he wants to show you. How does the Issur Maisa relate to the Cheftza Shel Kevesh? He's not dealing with that now. But according to Rashi, he's asking a big kasha, because Rashi seems to be confusing categories here. He's learning out the ikuv of a Cheftza, that the demand, the essential demand of a Kevesh from a Maisa. How does he do that? That can't be. It's two separate things. They're not totally zebaza. So now the Grizz continues. He says, "V'omnam came the divrei Rashi meforoshim heim bechilta v'parshas Yitzro v'lo salav malas bikad amro asay kevesh l'mizbeach." Oh, so the Grizz says, "One second, maybe we shouldn't ask the kasha. Maybe it's Rashi. It's not Rashi's fault. It's a mechilta. The mechilta says." On the pasuk v'lo salah b'malos mikan amru, make a kevesh l'mizbeach. So it seems to be an open mechilta. Of course, that won't stop the kasha. It'll just now become a problem in the mechilta, not Rashi. Okay. Ulam below divrei Rashi l'choraya efshel afarish divrei mechilta the lo ba lomar the mikan lamadnu l'chol ikar hach milsa the kevesh. He says the Grizz, however, I got to tell you, if it wasn't for the words of Rashi, it's possible to explain the Mechilta, that the Mechilta really is not coming to tell you that you learn out that there's a substance of Kevesh, essentially, from the Pasuk of Elo Salah B'Malos. Even though it says, I say Kevesh from Mizbeach. You really didn't have to learn that way, if it weren't for Rashi. Why? The Be'emes, Ika Kro Achrin Alze, B'Zvachim Daf Samach Beis. Disa Shom Keren V'Kevesh V'Yesod V'Ribua Ma'akvin. Because the Gemara in Zvachim says on Samach Beis that the Kronos, and there's the four horns that protrude in the corners of the top of the Mizbeach, the Kevesh, the ramp, the Yesod, that's part of a special extra piece of a base, at the base of the Mizbeach, V'Ribua and the squareness are all Ma'akev in the Mizbeach. And the Gemara says, Menon Amili, Amar Rav, is it Rav Huna? I don't remember. Okay, Amar Kra, Hamizbeach. Kol Makam Shenemer, Hamizbeach La'akev. So by all four of these things, Keren, Kevesh, Yesod, and Ribua, the Torah uses the definitive expression, HaMizbeach, the Mizbeach. And that means Le'ikov, means it has to be this Mizbeach that's being described in the Psukim. Upirish Rashi Sham, Debekevesh Ksiv El Pnei HaMizbeach. Hare De'ikar Adin Shel Kevesh Hu, Nilmad Me'akra De'Pnei HaMizbeach. So where do you learn out Kevesh? It's from El Pnei HaMizbeach. Because Pnei means, Rashi proves it from, it says Pnei Ol Moed, Pnei means like the entrance. The place that you're supposed to encounter the Mizbeach. Or like it says, Pnei Ohel, Mizrach is considered Pnei Ohel Moed. I mean, why is Mizrach Pnei Ohel Moed? Because Mizrach is where you enter, that's where you encounter the Ohel Moed. You see, that's where the Adam encounters this object. So the same thing here. Pnei HaMizbeach is the Kevesh. Okay? All right. So what does Rashi say on that, in any case? Debekevesh ksiv el pnei HaMizbeach. Harei de'ikar din shel kevesh u'nilmud me'akra de pnei HaMizbeach. So really, according to the Gemara, and as Rashi explains, you learn out the real din, that you need a kevesh, that it's ma'akev, from the pasuk of pnei HaMizbeach. Vigami kuva shamina mine, right, and you learn out that it's ma'akev. V'lo bo divrei mechilta hocha, rak lomar, de mikra de v'lo salah b'malos, l'madu de pnei HaMizbeach zeh, ye dafka yidei kevesh, mishupo v'lo yadei madregos. V'cheinu v'smag lav and reish tzari alef ayin sham. Oh, so you could have learned like this, that the mechilta is not really coming to tell you that you really need this chefta, that this chefta is ma'akev, the chefta of a kevesh. Because really, you learn it out from Pnei HaMizbeach. All the Mechilta is telling you is that from V'lo Sala B'malos, you learn that the Kevesh has to have a certain character. Namely, no stairs. Okay? So you could have learned that way. Okay? Aval medivrei Rashi arei mavur de mefarish lo Mechilta de... The wrote Salomar de Mahakra de Velo Salab Malos Shamina the Chol Hach Mils of the Kevesh. But it's clear from Rashi, certainly in Truma, that he learns clearly that this Mechilta doesn't mean that. But really, you learn out the whole essential halacha that Kevesh is part of the Chefta Shel Mizbeach. Vizet Sarachian, Kiniskalel. But this requires investigation, as we've already explained. Ma inyan hachlav la din shel kevesh haomer begufa shel mizbeach. Yeah, what's this whole din of kevesh that has to do with the very cheft of the mizbeach to this question of a lo salib amalos al mizbechi? Valecha lemei meklal de Rashi zu lo sfir lei da ha Rambam b'hach milsa da kro de lo salah l'lav azhara asi v'isur al etzem mais aliyah shelo yalu alav b'malos. Rak the sphere lay that crawled over low sala, ikrahu, din a nemar bibinyan a mizbeach, va kevesh, shalo yehe al yede malos, rak kevesh cholak, umishupa, kasher kain, hu, pashtus lishono, hacha, ubiparshis yisro, al a crawled over low sala, bimalos, you and sham. Ze'eno. Okay. He says, maybe you'll take this approach. But he's going to show you can't. Maybe you'll take the approach that maybe Rashi learns this whole thing differently. This part, by the way, is a little unclear to me. I mean, on a definitive level. But I'll just tell you what he's saying. So he's saying, maybe Rashi really doesn't hold of this whole idea of an Isser Maisa. But really, he learns the whole Pasuk, V'lo Salah V'malo Sal Mizbechi, to really be telling you a really idea in the Chefta. It's really telling you about the very nature of the Chefta itself. In its very nature, this pasuk is not describing an Isser Maisa at all. In fact, there is no Isser Maisa. It's really an Isser Chefta. That really you can't have a Chefta that has stairs. Okay, it's really telling you can't have a Chefta of stairs. And of course, if it's talking about the Chefta, so that's where you learn out such a thing like that. Okay? A little unclear there. We might have to come back to this next week. Okay? But anyhow, he shows it's not true. Why? You can't say this. Why? Because he says the divrei Rambam mifurashim lehedya b'mechilta sham. Because if you continue in that mechilta, that same very mechilta, you'll see that the Rambam's formulation is, it has to be. And it's Rashi has to agree with it. Why? Because what does it say? Ein li ela aliyah. So the pasuk says, v'lo sala b'malos. You can't go up with stairs. You read the minayin. What about going down? I mean, that's pretty... I don't even have to read the rest of the griz. I mean, so you see openly, it's an Isser Maisa. This doesn't make sense as a chefza. What kind of question would that be? In the framework of an entity, what do you mean? You can go up. Okay, I know it's usher to go up, but what about going down? It makes no sense. There's no idea like that as a chefza. It's ridiculous. So then he says, Vimlo yanemar bezel lava letzema maisa liya arelo havashayach lemeboy al yirida. Right, if it's not talking about a maisa, so you wouldn't have a kasha about yirida. If the chefza can't have stairs, the chefza can't have stairs. What do you care about up and down? Up and down makes no sense. Up and down are only frameworks insofar as maisa. Maybe going up you can't have stairs, but going down you can have stairs. I mean, how do you know? Okay. Ulaholan sham the Rabbi Shmuel sphere lay the lav hu shlo yasiyu bob siya gasa you and sham. Shazel lo shayach rakal etzem maisa aliyah. And furthermore, according to Rabbi Shmuel, what do you learn from lo salim amalos? That you can't take a psiya gasa. You can't take a huge step. V'hach dina de Rabbi Shmuel isay gam betalmudin besukkah daf nun beis. And in fact, this very din of Rabbi Shmuel is stated in our Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Nun Beis. Shayu mahalchin bekevesh eight okev bitzad godel. That they used to walk heel to toe. They wouldn't spread their legs out and take elongated steps. Okay. Asher lefiza harei tzarach biyer tchilas divrei machilta to be kan amru asay kevesh lemezbeach the mehechi shamin and zos v'hakra lelav azhara asi ukinis gilel. So he says, so you see from the whole nature, the whole discussion of the Mechilta in total, that it's definitely an Isser Maisa. That this whole pasuk is all about the Maisa HaKohen, the Halicha of the Kohen, how the Kohen walks in relationship to the Mizbeach. So therefore, how could you learn out from here if the whole nature of this thing is learning out a Maisa? There's an Isser Maisa. He can't go up or down through stairs. He has to walk a certain way. It's all about the Maisa HaKohen. So then how logically can you learn out from here that the Chefta of a Mizbeach demands a Kevesh? That is not a proper categorical conclusion. Because the nature of this Pasuk is a Pasuk about Maisa. It's all about Lava's Hara on the Kohen of how he walks. Unless you somehow say, the Grizz says, that you learn out both things from this Pasuk. But how do you pull off that magical trick? Well, what kind of thing is that? That would be a very... at this moment, that's inexplicable. To say you learn out the Maisa and the Chefta. But that's... Where do you get that from? It's Arachim. So therefore, this requires more investment. What's Rashi doing here? Okay? So we really started off with... He didn't change his question. His question remained the same. He basically showed you that it's a question purely on Rashi. The Mechilta is not a Kasha, okay? Because there's a way to really learn the Mechilta without getting involved in this difficulty. The Rambam is good, okay? You know, minus again, Joey's question, but that's not a logical problem, but it eventually does need to be formulated. And therefore, he's left with, how did Rashi learn out from Velo Salav and Malos on Mizbechi the very idea that the Chefta Shom Mizbeach demands a Kevesh? And that's where he leaves. So next week, we'll try the answer. You see, I mentioned just on Shabbos that, you see, the Griz, of course, knew the Gemara in Zvachim. And the Gemara in Zvachim says openly that the Kevesh is Ma'akev. So he saw that the Kevesh is essentially part of the very Chefta and Tzuras HaMizbeach. So once he saw that, so that really must have, when he started reading the Rashi in Parshas Truma, okay? Where is that Rashi? The Rashi is in, by the way, Parshas Truma. It's in Perachov Zion, Pasuk Dalid. I'm sorry, Pasuk Hay. There's a very large, long Rashi there. Okay, on Karkov HaMizbeach, It's somewhere like, I guess about three quarters of the way in that big Rashi. He says, V'kevishi olim bo, afi shalo pirshu b'inyan zeh, kfar shamanu, b'parshas mizbeach adam atasali, lo salo malos b'kevishalo, ela kevish cholach b'manu, shahaya lo kevish, kach shanita b'mechilta. So when you see that, you get caught. You must really, because from Hamizbeach, Pnei Hamizbeach, that makes sense. That's talking about the Chafta Shol Mizbeach. But now, all of a sudden, Velo Salah B'malos, which is categorically Issa Maisa, how could Rashi say that? That's the primary source for learning out that the Chafta Shol Mizbeach requires a Kevesh. It sounds like a categorical error.
Yeah,
Chav Zayin, Pasuk Hey. That's it. That's what he said.